This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So we told you earlier on that the South African Human Rights Commission has filed papers at the Constitutional Court to appeal a recent judgment on its powers by the Supreme Court of Appeal. And in an August ruling, the SCA upheld the 2022 decision of the Mpumalanga High Court, stating that the commission does not have the authority to issue binding directives. We're talking this morning to Limpopo Provincial Manager of the South African Human Rights Commission, Buvictor Mabidula. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
Now, Mabidula, what does this mean? And does it threaten the existence of the Human Rights Commission and the role that we know it to play?
Thank you very much. I think it's a problematic ruling. It does not threaten the existence of Human Rights Commission, but it threatens the powers that the Commission has in terms of the Constitution. What is more problematic is that the ruling indicates that if we want to enforce our own findings or our own recommendations, we must go to court. And the biggest challenge is that, imagine we receive as a provincial office, not nationally. Nationally, we receive more than 4,000 cases a year. Provincially, we receive 400 and something cases annually. Then imagine if we have to go to court for each and every recommendation and findings to force the respondent to comply. I don't think the commission has the resources to do that. So that's the problem that we have. And it must also be noted that the commission has been going to court to enforce it, to litigate on behalf of the respondent. Even this case, the commission has to go to court to ensure that people get water. But the challenge is now the ruling, the manner in which the ruling has been structured. It really, really threatened the powers of this Chapter 9 inspection.
Yeah, you know, as an institution, we're obviously hoping for a favorable outcome going to court. But what would you like to hear in the judgment?
No, I think it has to be on the other way around, that if you have a problem with our findings, you can take our findings to court, for court to make a ruling. For example, if you feel that the recommendation that we have made are not, you are not happy, or you are not, you feel that you can't comply with the recommendation, you should not just ignore the recommendation. You can go to court. But to say that for the recommendation to be binding, the Human Rights Commission must go to court, that is where the problem is. We are hoping that the Constitutional Court will look at this matter and come to a different finding.
Yeah. What has been your approach after, you know, making findings and then making recommendations to enforce, you know, whatever solutions that you come up with? What has been your approach in that regard?
Well, what has been our approach, I think what has been happening is that people who were not happy with our findings or our recommendations had the right to approach the court, and get the court will decide. But in most cases, you find that majority of the respondents were complying with our recommendations. Because our recommendations, if you look at what we will be recommending, is to stop the violation of human rights or to protect human rights, nothing else. Mm. So imagine a situation where we recommend that they should be stopped to the human rights violation in a particular case, to find that the respondent is just ignoring our findings. So for us to get that enforceable, we must go to court and get a court order. It means that the Human Rights Commission then will turn into a litigation institution where we need a lot of resources, by the way. But what we are saying is that maybe the court will look at it and make sure that the way we had been operating for the past more than 25 years or 27 years, the court will come to the same position and say, this is what should happen with regard to the investigation and the finding of the Human Rights Commission.
Mm-hmm. I understand your fight in getting the institution to have more powers. But are there instances where you felt, here we don't have sufficient power, and it led to people not getting the justice that they deserve for their rights being violated?
We yes, I can't see that we're really fighting to have more powers. I think the powers, it depends on the interpretation of the Constitution.
Yeah.
If you take a purposive interpretation, Human Rights Commission was not created to be a lobby group in terms of the Constitution. It has powers. So the ruling itself might reduce the Human Rights Commission into a lobby group where you don't have even power. You can't even tell the government to supply water, to supply electricity, or to supply medication. It means that if we don't get those, we don't exercise our powers properly. Look at the Constitution, what it says. You will agree with me that the intention, the purpose of the legislators at that time was to make sure that the Human Rights Commission findings are binding.
And what are you hoping for as an outcome in this particular appeal? You know, is there anything you're going to be adding more, or you just want things to be left as they were?
No. We are hoping that the Human Rights Commission, the court will clarify this, like what the court has done regarding the public protector's powers. I think we're also going to get it carried, and we're going to get our powers, and we'll be able to exercise and also investigate human rights violation with the understanding that our findings will be binding. Whoever is not happy will be able to approach the court. That is what we want to see.
And when is the matter due for sitting?
Well, no, I've not yet heard about the date now.
Okay.
All right, so we leave it here, and we'll just keep our ear to the ground and hear what's happening with this development of this particular case. Thank you so much. Limpopo Provincial Manager for the South African Human Rights Commission, Vuvik Tamabidura.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.